So anyways, guys, this is the first episode of Vocal Strides, which we both agreed, great name. best name. Obviously, I'm here with I'm Nathan, aka Strider. As you guys would know me on Mixer. Anyone who's new, who's watching, who's never seen me before, you know, you guys. Well, I'm Strider. I'm pretty sure everyone who's watching this or listening to this right now, because the good thing about a podcast is that you don't actually have to watch it; you just have to hear it. That's the great part about it. So you guys can listen to me in the car. I'm checking volume right now. This will always be the start. Will be an awkward intro and me checking volume.
But not always.
And video, I'm not even worried about video too much. As long as audio goes through, like, that's really the main point. Because again, it's a podcast. So anyways, so I'm here with Brandon, aka Roughneck. And yeah, this is the first awkward episode of
bullshit.
Yeah, we'll get into it. We'll figure out some kind of formatting or something like that. So everything's going fine. I think it's going fine. I think for you guys it's going fine. For me, I can see it and it's not looking the best,
but,
I think.
But is that just Restream?
I don't know what it is. I think it'll look fine in the end anyways. But is it staggering? Is anything wrong? Everybody getting a good view? Good looksy doodles and all that good stuff. Again, if you guys haven't yet, make sure you guys follow the DLive channel. Make sure you guys follow the YouTube channel. That's where these are going to be happening. It's not going to be happening anywhere else. Not going to be on Mixer, even though I decided to wear my Mixer shirt on my first day. You know, I'm going to get fired. First day, I'm getting fired. I'm the boss, and I'm still planning on firing myself for wearing the wrong shirt because I didn't listen to myself when I told myself what the wardrobe was going to be.
I told you you should change.
I know you did. I don't have a DLive shirt or a YouTube shirt. Neither of those platforms know me yet. What?
Can't hold your phone up.
I can't.
Flip it over.
Even my phone has... I'm all Mixer. Like, there's so much Mixer going on right now. But anyways, guys, so this is going to be... It's going to be like a freeform podcast is what we're going to talk about for the first day. And then, obviously, we'll have some just random back and forth about nonsensical bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
That's going on with us. You know, But yeah, it's going to be like 11, 10, 11, I'm never going to give a guaranteed start on when it's going to start live, but obviously YouTube, there will be the finished product, so if you guys want to see it afterwards, go ahead and do it. If you guys want to hang out, watch while it's going live, DLive, and YouTube will be the place to see it. The good thing is I do stream actual content on Mixer, so anyone who's watching this on YouTube or on DLive and you don't know about me on Mixer, Mixer.com/Strider. I stream on Fridays before this, so you'll always be able to catch it afterwards. Also, you guys are going to have to get used to me doing this if you're actually watching it and not just listening, because I move a lot, especially when I talk, which most of the people from Mixer know about this. Brandon definitely knows this because he's known me for a very long time. How long have we known each other, Brandon?
7 years now.
7 years now. What was it, 2014?
Whatever 7 years ago was?
5 years ago. 5 years ago.
Was it only five?
Five. It's 5 years. Because it was 2014. Because, let's see. Yeah,
no,
because...
Hang on. No, I know how to judge this. What year did Titanfall 1 come out? That was the year because...
2014.
Because when I first bought it is the first time I met you.
Yeah, but... well, let's see. Because I know 2009 I graduated. 2010, I took a year off, did a bunch of stuff. 10, I went to college. And I did 4 years of college. 2014, January 2014 was when I met you. January 2014, due to a mutual friend whose name we're not even going to discuss because we're not even going to, we won't even worry about that person.
I see him once in a while.
Do you? Mm-hmm. I haven't seen him in forever.
Yeah, that's what he said when I asked about you.
everyone always wants to know how Nate's doing.
No, that was not what it was.
Oh, okay. But anyways,
I said, hey, look, he streams.
oh, God, thank you. I appreciate that, sir. hey, you know, another follower, whatever. Yeah, it was 2014. I had just gotten told by basically the government itself, hey, we don't want you going to school anymore because they changed up a bunch of stuff. I lost like $8,000 in loans and scholarship money, basically, and stuff because of it. And so... I needed to leave campus, And he was already planning. He was already living with you, or he was planning on living with you. One
I
or
think
the other.
He was planning. I think he stayed. No. His stuff was there, but he lived on campus because it was
That's
school
right.
year.
Yes, he was on campus because of his school year. But I needed a place to stay, and he managed to. I don't know. He wasn't the best person to live with. Yet he still somehow managed to convince you to take somebody else into the house.
But the thing was, it wasn't even that. It was. I'll never forget the conversation. This because I'm like, I'm an elephant with like dumb information.
Yeah.
Like I remember him calling me. Like it was like because it was the day I would have met you, and he calls me like I'm sitting at home just like because that was when the Titanfall came out on the planet, and he's like oh hey like I'm bring my buddy over blah blah blah, and then I was like oh yeah, that's cool, and like he came over and we meet and we talked about bullshit or whatever. And
that's
then,
all I ever do is right? just talk about bullshit, right?
Yeah, but
right?
And that was funny because it was like awkward Nate that didn't talk, which like I can't even imagine anymore.
Well, yeah, no.
But what it was is, well, I mean,
you've seen me meeting new people. New people, I'm pretty.
I have to judge what I can say first.
Yeah, I'm pretty awkward with new people, and yeah, that's exactly it. I have to judge what I think I can say first.
No, that's about 5 minutes, and then
yeah, it takes me about. Takes me one awful joke and the person not looking at me like, we need to put you in jail before
or
I decide, you know what? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I know I can be at least a little bit. If they laugh, I know I'm just golden, just start ripping and it's all good. Which, again, you can attest to that. I essentially, in this kind of format, I won't do it as much as normal because I know it's more of a formal kind of situation. But like, when I'm in a conversation with somebody, especially when I'm standing up, I tend to turn it into a stand-up. It's just it is a stand-up show. It's no longer me just hoping.
It is not frozen. It is yeah. It's the website loading. I checked my phone.
Yeah, I'm just like changing the.
I also make sure you know
quality of everything
because we don't need to see it nice.
Yeah, we don't. We don't have to see it nice. We just have to know it's moving. That's all I'm worried about. Yeah, we just have to see is it moving
yes.
or no. Okay.
It has to keep loading.
Oh, it has to keep loading. Okay, is it good for you guys? DLive is going good. I can see YouTube's going fine. I'm using Restream.io to do things, so just double-checking once again on the DLive side of things. You guys are good? And also, thank you guys for the lino already. 4.5 lino. That's not bad. Like, that's pretty awesome. You guys are doing awesome. Like I said, feel free to hit up chat as much as you guys want to. It's all good. Okay.
Cool.
All right. Audio and video, good. Sweet. Perfect. If I do need any audio adjustments, which I can always just boop, bump again. So we'll do that. We'll do a little bit louder. A little bit louder. Always works with stuff. So, I'm trying to think. So yeah, so that was like the beginning of it was, yeah, I came over, I met you and stuff like that because like I was fucked. Let's be honest. Like I will be completely and totally honest. I was straight up fucked.
You want to think
after college?
I was not told this. I did not learn this until last time we hung out because we've never discussed it because you assume I knew it. I knew.
Yeah, I just thought you knew that I was
never told that. Like that's where things were. All I heard was it was like because I just remember him be like it's my friend. Like he's like not a bad guy. Like I can trust him and stuff. He's like but he needs a place to stay. He's like I don't know how long, but he's like I figured I'd ask you. And I literally just said, all right, sure, because as soon as it's like I trust him. Well, screw it. It can't be that bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. I've proved time and time again that I'm not a bad person. Obviously, you guys probably know that too. I'm not. You know, I'm a fairly trustworthy person. I won't do anything wrong to anybody really.
Yeah,
I mean
really.
At all, like literally I just don't do stuff. I try to be a pretty good person for the most part. It's funny because actually the majority of the time that I get in trouble for things is me trying to help somebody and they perceive it wrong.
Yeah,
that's usually what makes people think that I'm an asshole more than anything else. I mean, don't get me wrong, I can turn into an ass on somebody if they deserve it or if I feel like they've earned it. I can turn into a real ass. But for the most part, yeah, I don't. And I think you'll find this funny because you actually don't know about this either. But recently I tried to help somebody on Mixer, the other platform that I'm on.
I heard you talk about it before.
Yeah, they won't get into details on who it is or anything like that. But there's somebody who used to do the Forza farming thing. And with the Forza farming thing, it's like, you know, any streaming category, any streaming platform, period, would never consider that real content. It's not, because it's not. It's especially recently, the way Forza redid stuff, they've rechanged it again, and it's a lot harder. You have to actually be playing the game while watching the stream in order to earn influence now. But back in the day, it was, they could literally just put a picture up, label themselves as playing the game. The other people could just be signed into the Xbox account that they want the influence to go to, and boom, bada bing, bada boom, you just watch it all day long collecting influence. And like I told this person, you know, any streaming website, not just Mixer, will tell you that you're not, your account cannot be partnered. You can't. You just can't, because you gained thousands and thousands and thousands of followers off of making zero content. And that's the most important thing about any platform, period, is making content. Whether it's amazing content, or if it's just good content, or it's just something that people want to watch, putting a still image up on a screen, letting some music play in the background, and then just letting chat go wild is not content. I think you can agree. Anyone can agree. It's not content. And the guy took it. I was trying to tell him, like, I was like, because I knew that he was trying to change his stream into a legitimate stream. And I tried to tell him, like, the fair, easy way for you to do this would be to create a whole new account. You can't take an account that used to be a farm account, turn it into a legitimate account, and expect to get anywhere, because you are officially labeled as a farm stream. You cannot, you would not be partnered. If Mixer ever made the choice to make that person partnered off of that account specifically, it would probably be mutiny from the partners.
Yeah.
Because again, we won't agree with it. No one would agree with that. It's you. They got like 17,000. Like, they got almost as many followers as I do, just off of the farming. And I mean, I had to work 2 years almost. Coming up on 2 years. April 11th is my 2 year date. I think you found out about me streaming like a month into me doing it. Like,
you had Road to 300 when I found
Yes, that was it. That was it. Road. Shut up. We're not going to talk about the fact that I used that title, because I made the mistake too. I try and warn new people against
it. But that was only until 300, and then you never did it again.
Yeah, I did. I never did it again. After I hit 300, I realized, you know, this doesn't look good as a title, and I should never do it again. But yeah, like, I did it almost for 2 years before I got to the number that I'm at, and he's just directly above me with his. And he did his in like a matter of like 3 months after Forza came out. But he never had made content until then. Like, it was just him. It was just like either a pause screen or the demo rolling or something like that. But yeah, but he viciously attacked me with his community, in his own community, attacked me and took it as me personally attacking him and telling him that he was like stealing people's views or something like that. And I told him, I was like, it's not, I'm trying to tell you, it's not that. I'm trying to warn you ahead of time before you put a lot of investment and time and effort into an account that can't be partnered. It's kind of like with like YouTube. Like, occasionally, if you do something really wrong, or like if something happens accidentally on YouTube, it happened with like Markiplier and stuff, you can be like your entire channel can be demonetized. Like, it can just be permanently demonetized, and the only thing you can do is make a new channel. And I was trying to tell him, it's like, it's essentially the same thing. You've been unpartnerable, and it will never be partnerable because of the fact that you had so many months and so many followers that were built off of no product or no content, that you basically have to start from scratch. But yeah, he attacked me. It was fun. It was really fun to see that.
But the thing is, If you're willing to do that, why didn't he just make a new account but host it off his old one?
Because you can't. And that would be the other thing, is like, it would again be like mutiny again, because
you're still gaining off that
again
account.
And also, he has a farm account still running, also with his name connected to it.
So it's not that, like, he basically just quit doing that.
Yeah, he didn't just quit doing that. He just made a new channel for that that also labels it as, hey, I'm making real content on this other account, go watch it, blah, 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 kind of situation. And you can't do that. You can't be connected to a farm in a non-farm, in non-farm. At the, like, well, it's not legit cheating, but it's basic. It just, it's not kosher, basically. In lack of a better word for it, it's just not good. It's not. It looks kind of skeezy, like, to be a dick about it. It's kind of skeezy to be like, hey, I'm going to do this thing that's just basically cheating.
And you're piggybacking off and of then, something
and
you
then,
didn't.
Yeah, find. Exactly. And then trying to use that to do even more of basically the same exact thing that you already did to get to where you are with that all that stuff. And but yeah, it was really interesting. And then and I mean you've streamed a couple of times before. Nothing serious. I realize that you're not gonna go for it. Oh, you can collect Lino over there, by the way.
Oh cool. I was gonna sit up until my phone dies.
No, I mean literally click that chest. You didn't click it right.
I don't have an account.
Oh, you have to make an account. Okay, well, you look at this guy. Doesn't even have a DLive account to follow me on, earning Lino and not even being able to click. Look at this guy. He doesn't know how to DLive correctly, guys. None of us do. We're getting used to it.
I don't know how to do stream.
I had to do that. I had to interrupt and to mess with him a little bit. By the way, that freeze frame is absolutely amazing. And I'm just glad that you and me are the only two that get to enjoy this the entire time.
What you really need is like that cropped right there.
Yeah, just me.
No, and that would be pointing to like the subject of like of the podcast every time.
That'll be the intro screen for now on.
It's just that. Is it you pointing to the subject?
I gotta grab it. Where's my snipping tool at? Snipping tool. All right, here we go. I'm pulling you in too. This is the whole. Boom. All right. We're going to save that real quick. Save as. Let's go down here. My computer is a mess when you look at everything inside. I do not keep anything organized for the most part. I do and I don't actually. Strider. Put you in. I'll just put you in the skins folder for now. Minecraft skins folder. Let's be quite precise about that. Minecraft skin folder. New podcast intro screen. So we might actually make an intro screen and do some editing and stuff with that. Did I just get followed by a roughneck? Oh, by the way, I gotta click on you there. And we're gonna do that. And you know what, Astra, because you know DLive so well, Astra, I just modded you if you're okay with that. Since I know you know this area pretty well. If I can get Dabs on her PC into YouTube, did it not take? No, it took. Okay, I don't know. For some reason, it didn't give you your mod thing. Just
you
it refresh. Will though. I probably do. I probably have to refresh or something like that. But yeah, if
so you
guys
snip the screen right.
What?
You snip that screen?
Oh yeah, I snipped the screen. Oh, it's saved. It is saved. We're gonna be doing that stuff too, guys. So if I do something stupid and I get a good screen. Not that one. I'm not keeping that one. Okay, thank God. Whew, good. It readjusted. It reset itself. Okay. But yeah, if we get a good load in or something, or I get a good screen stuck frozen somewhere, I might grab it up at any time, just so I can keep it. There we go. Astra's got her sign going on. Got their sign going on. So you should have yours too now. So if we ever need you to do that and all that good stuff. But you guys, thank you guys so much, for being here and stuff like that. Also, so how goes it with you? So how's the house? Cause you did how long ago did you get the house? I can't even remember anymore. Like it's
2.5 years. Cause we moved in October.
Wait, has it really been, why is it this entire time until like maybe like half a year ago, I thought that you were still in the other place? No, I did know you moved. Actually, no, I remember now. I do know you moved because me and Zach talked about it. Because you moved. You didn't move that long after he started working out way too much. I think. Yeah.
I assume. It's been like years for
it's,
him. So.
Yeah, it's been years for him now. But yeah, I think it was. Yeah, it was like a few months after he started working. Because he was living with us in Zanesville. And then when we moved to St. Clairsville, which I don't live in any of these places now, guys, so go ahead and mark them down all you want. They're not going to be worth anything for trying to come hang out or anything like that. But
you can't when find
we moved,
too bad.
Yeah, you can't find me. Ha ha ha. But yeah, when I moved to St. Clairsville, that's when he moved back in with his parents and started working out just way too much, which I think you guys moved almost right after that because me and Batsy, which I'm going to refer to her as Batsy in this too, because she just likes being referred to as Batsy. But yeah, so he, yeah, he, yeah, you guys moved like right before I did, actually, I think, or right after I did. It was somewhere around there. I remember that now, yeah. Because we talked about it. We talked about going over to see the new place, and then
we got around to it.
Walmart. I got tied in so hard with Walmart. It was ridiculous. And then, yeah. And then you had the kid. Well, you had your kid. You had Jace.
We had Jace before we moved.
Oh, yeah, you did. So, yeah, that's right. So the timing is where I thought it was. I am better than I thought I was.
Because when you guys moved out,
mm-hmm.
it was right before we were going to tell you that we were pregnant.
Yeah.
And that we were going to need the help.
That's right. Yeah, it all worked out perfectly because, yeah, like, we were... Well, it wasn't even you guys. It was her. So that was why, and we all know what happened with that. We won't go into that. We won't put that on the internet.
No.
But anyways, we left because of reasons that were just building up. And then, so we all left, which was convenient because, like you said, within the next week or two, you guys were going to let us know that we needed to start looking for a new place anyways because you guys were going to need the place for the child that was on the way that was unnamed at the time, obviously. When did you guys... That's a good question to ask. Let's do a wholesome family question or two.
Rerun above dark, right? Dark hat.
Okay. So if you're on a computer...
No, above that.
It
feels like a family
thing. Yeah, this feels like... It is. It's more of a family thing. So let's be a little bit more wholesome with it. When did you guys... So when did you guys decide... Like, when did you guys decide on the name? Because me and Batsy still haven't... I have a name. She hasn't agreed to the name yet. So
Stridette.
No, it's not Stridette. It's Lily. I just want it to be Lily. I want it to be Lily Shy, S-H-A-I, for the middle name. Lily, L-I-L-Y, and then Shy. No, that's Shy. It's
that's
Shy. No, it's Shy also. It's like Shy and like in like Chinese, it would be pronounced Shy, I believe, or something like that. I don't know. But I know that it's pronounced Shy somewhere in the world. Even if it's only in my house, it's pronounced Shy somewhere in the world.
Shut up and go with it.
Yeah, and it's a middle name, too, so fuck it. It's not like anyone else in the world is going to say it but me anyways. You know, Lily Shy, get the fuck over here. Talking about that wholesome family values. You know, fuck. But anyways, yeah, so when did you guys decide on Jace?
His middle name was actually going to be his first name.
Okay.
For the longest time. His middle name is Dean, and I can't make this up. I hate saying it, but it's true. Is because like we're both big Supernatural fans.
Okay.
We got the name off Dean because Dean is the character that I relate with way more than I wish I did.
Well, yeah.
And
Dean's the short hair crop one,
yes,
right?
He's the older one.
Yeah, he's the older one, the shorter one. Yeah.
And if we had a boy, if we ended up having another kid, it would have been Sam. Well, that's what we thought we might have did. Or if a girl, we could still do Sam. Ha, or if it worked. But
yeah.
And we never got around to that.
Yeah, go figure.
But anyway.
Go figure.
It wasn't that like I didn't like it. As much as I wanted something different, and I was like, that's okay. Not what I liked, and I like we just kind of agreed on it, and I was like, well, like I, and it was like a month before he's born, and I was like, well, I got a name that I thought was good, like what, like, and she's like, well, what is it? And I was like, well, it's Jace, and I told her how I spelled it, and she's like, I really like that.
That's another question for me because I don't actually know because you've never like. Here's the funny thing: all the times
that
me and Brandon have talked or anything else, we've only ever said. Jace's name. You've never texted me anything. It's always just been verbal.
Or him.
Because we talk more than we text anyways. Like, we're usually more vocal than we are text-wise. Or it's in my actual stream or something like that. So how is it pronounced? Is it just J-A-C-E?
J-A-Y-C-E.
J-A-Y-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, okay, that's not bad. That's not bad at all.
And I remember, like, I could not tell you where I got it from. I don't remember. I just remember I heard it. I loved it. And I said it. She's like, I like that a lot. So now it's Jace Dean. And the other thing is Dean being the middle name and his initials being this way, is he has the same initials as my uncle does. So that's something that was big for me because my uncle was basically my brother when I grew up and I didn't mm-hmm. have siblings.
Okay.
So, and he's the most non-family oriented person ever in life.
Why did? Hold on. Who is?
What?
Slick's girl Sammy, says that she knows the one on the.
You're on the right.
I'm on the right? Okay, I'm on the right. I, okay.
You get a mixture.
How do you think you know me? I mean, let's interrupt the podcast for a second for a little bit of an identity
situation. I've seen you like, stuck on the screen.
How do you think you know me? That's the real question I'm going to ask. Where do you think you know me from?
Stratus famous. That's where
I am not famous, but I do have a pretty I do have a pretty solid following on Mixer for the most part. Speaking of which, guys, if you guys have it, if you guys are new to the DLive stream or to the YouTube stream, aka the podcast and stuff like that, if you guys are listening or watching or whatever, you can catch me on Mixer, mixer.com/Strider, Strider. Yeah, that's the correct way to spell it.
Did you
I am a partner there. I haven't worn my Mixer partner shirt for some damn reason for this. But yeah, you guys can catch me there if you guys haven't found me there yet already. DLive, go over to YouTube. I can re-put the link in later. Same thing for YouTube. Go over to DLive, find each other, all that good stuff. If you guys haven't followed me on the respective platforms, also make sure you guys hit the subscribe button or the follow button, depending on which platform you are on, and all that good stuff. That's a good question. That is actually a really good question to ask, because I know you're probably going to be helping me with this, because again, you and me back and forth, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
And we can go on forever.
So we can go on forever.
Ask
so me. Here's the real question that I want to ask you, since you're here and everything, and I can actually like just kind of corner you on this one real quick. do you have any, like, besides this, because this is kind of just you're kind of helping me out with this more than anything else, but in like an actual personalized form, do you have any interest on like social media following or like making your own personal brand or anything like that? Do you think of that as ever an idea for yourself or anything like that, or is it just more of like,
not really.
I like being the sidekick more than the main show?
I will happily be the sidekick, the co-host, the mod all day, because like, especially if I want to stream, I can mm-hmm. right now, like this, I can bounce back off, like, I can bounce off your energy, and we can go back and forth forever, because it's natural.
Well, I don't just mean streaming. I mean, because there's a lot of people that have, like, they do something like this as, like, a group. They're not their own personal, like, stream or something like that, but they do have, like, a big Twitter or Instagram or some other kind of, some kind of social media following where, and to be honest with you, and like, this is for everybody, just anybody who doesn't know, if you can build a big enough following just on Twitter alone, like, you don't have to be known anywhere else, but if you can get like a million Twitter followers and get like 1,000 likes and 1,000 retweets on stuff on a constant basis, you can actually get sponsored with companies to promote their stuff through you on Twitter with nothing else behind it. Like, literally, they barely have to know what your face looks like. But if you have a decent following on Twitter, you can actually make money off of that and stuff like that. And that's what I was asking you. Like, you don't have to do something that's like a direct face-to-face thing besides just this. But would you ever want, like, if you knew that if you started doing it, you would succeed at it, it might not be like, obviously, a lot of people know, there's not that many people out there in the world that can be like, oh, I'm a full-time Twitterer. Like, that's not exactly a thing. But if you knew that you started doing it and it would be just successful, and you knew that you could make at least enough money to kind of relieve any, I don't know how much financial stress you have versus me, because I have a lot, but I don't know how much you have really going on. If you knew that you could relieve a bunch of it just by being on Twitter, would you do it?
See, like, best thing is I probably wouldn't. But the other thing is, too, is no.
Yeah.
Because if I did it, I would start over. Like, it wouldn't be the same Twitter I've had this
yeah,
time.
Yeah, no, obviously. It no, your be, Twitter right now is a terrible name.
Yeah, it's there.
Well, it's a terrible name anyways. For, like, starting... No. I mean, for branding-wise. Okay, for branding-wise, it's a bad name because it has a lot of letters in it. I mean, a lot of numbers in it. It has a lot of letters in it, too. But it has a lot of numbers. No, it doesn't. It's two, at least. I could have sworn it had two numbers in it. I thought it had a 2 and a 4.
It has a 2.
Just a 2? Well, anyways, it has a number in the middle of it. All right.
It makes less letters.
And there's a lot. Yeah. But there's a lot going on there. And like I always tell everyone else, when it comes to branding, like, the smaller the better. Like, you could just rebrand to a way smaller name or something else if you wanted to or something. Which makes sense. And a lot of people do that when they have a social media presence. They usually have two accounts, like a main account that's for like the people to look at and see all my funny shit. And then you have a personal one where you're like, it's just friends and family that know about it exactly, and you can put more personal information on, but you always live in that weariness that someone's gonna find out, and then all of a sudden this party that you tweeted to your 10 family members, all of a sudden some random dude shows up and you're like, I have to murder you now so that you don't know where I live anymore. Unfortunately, murder happens when Twitter is involved occasionally. I'm just kidding. That was a joke.
Don't look in the closet.
Anyone who's listening right now, that was completely a joke. That was not serious.
There's a reason there's a bunch of boxes in here.
Exactly. Well, actually, I do have a body-sized box in the closet. The chair box. The box that the chair came in. It's empty right now. Actually, I have two, actually. If I get a skinny enough guy, I could probably...
What are you trying to say?
Nothing. I'm just... The trash goes out on Tuesday, so you're good anyways. Can't have a corpse in here for 3 days just stinking up the place. Patsy comes home. What's that smell? Brandon left an odor. God, it took 4 days for Brandon's odor to get out. I know, man. It took forever.
Why smell like dead body?
It doesn't.
But I swear it smells like it. Yeah. Doesn't.
It doesn't. I have another box. It doesn't. So you honestly don't think that you would ever...
I would have, like, doing this, being the co-host and stuff, because honestly, I would love to do, like, just co-hosting it. Happily.
Which you were welcome to come up any Friday.
Good, because that was going to be the plan.
Okay.
Happily co-host this, especially once we get everything going more.
See, that's going to be the thing. I have to get a splitter.
Well, you can buy this at Walmart.
No, the splitter. I know. I have to get a splitter, though, now that I think about it, because if we ever go to a point where we have guests on, which we want to have guests on, one of the first people that I'm trying to target, as much as they're going to try and tell me no, is Dabs. Dabs is one of the first people that I want to target. Dabs and Chaos. If we can get both of them at one time.
Yeah, because then you don't have to communicate for both.
Yeah, exactly. They can help. Yeah, exactly. But it would have to be like a very specific Friday, because obviously he works.
Yeah.
And she can't give me bullshit about it being too late, because she's West Coast. You can't lie to me. It's like 8 o'clock your time. All right. It's like 8:30, 9 o'clock almost, something like that. So you can't lie to me. You can't tell me that's too late at night, anything like that. And there's a lot of other people too. I'd love to get Knox on here sometime, to just shoot the shit with him. Phoenix. And then eventually if we get enough on this, guys, if we get enough traction behind this and stuff, if I can get enough traction behind this, we can start shooting for other people that aren't like in my, in my close knit circle.
Non-UG people.
Yeah. Non-UG, non-
follower.
People that are already like specifically associated with me, be able to get other people on. We're gonna work on the back. I'm gonna work on the background too. I'm thinking about just keeping it green, but at the same time, I'm like, maybe not. Maybe think of something else to do. Think about intros, stuff like that. Things that we want to do in the future is like stuff like that. Maybe get a background music track. You go lay the sound. Oh crap, what is that actually called? I used to know the actual word for it. It's not just background music. It's something else. A bed track. That's what it is. It's a bed track. So because there's a difference between background music and a bed track. Yeah. So background music is obviously like actual, like full-on music. Like you're listening to somebody talk, and then there's like an actual like Green Day song playing in the background. That's a background track. That's a background song. A bed track is just like this light little fluffy music that just kind of fills the voids of like you and me not talking for a second, so the ear doesn't just like shut off and then turn back on for sound, which is I am so nerdy with this stuff,
but you were in theater.
Well, yeah, that was like, that's my thing. I was in video, theater, production, all that crap. Like entertainment was just me.
Look what that happened.
Yeah, I know. Look how that worked out. Now you guys have to deal with me on a regular basis all the time.
Sorry.
Sorry, not sorry that things actually worked out for once. You were not allowed to slowly start getting ready to go. What are you doing?
No.
Oh, knocking on wood. Yeah, knock on wood. We knocked on wood.
I'm still plugging that.
Okay. was like, I thought you were like,
I want to set my.
I thought you were gonna be that person that, because I would not put it past him. I would not put it past him to be one of those people that even in the middle of a podcast, he just like slowly starts putting his stuff away.
Before you know, like I have the monitors walking out.
He's like sitting there, monitor on lap, controller and headphones.
Wait a minute.
Headphones around his neck, controller in his other hand. Like Xbox just about to be picked up off the ground, and we're still in the middle of talking and stuff.
You like see it on the screen. Wait a second.
Yeah, it's like, wait, where are you going? You're still. All right, that's the end, guys, because he's literally leaving my house right now. But no, yeah. So every I'm gonna shoot for every Friday to do this. We're gonna try. I'm gonna try and find other people to do it with, obviously too. But we're also shooting for as many Fridays as possible for you to be here,
and especially late night Friday.
Yeah, like, well, it's like, all. It's only ever gonna. No, I'm not. No. I'm not like. It's not like I'm gonna change it up. Like one day I'm gonna be like, let's do it 2 p.m. The next time, let's do it at midnight. Oh, how about 4 a.m. You know.
But what I meant by that was like because like obviously like I couldn't come over every Friday in the afternoon. Boy. Or right. That stuff, because like I was only supposed to talk to my family.
No.
But late at night, yeah. He's asleep. She's asleep.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm up all night anyway.
Yeah, exactly. It's your day off too, yeah. So it's perfect. So, and then we're figuring some other stuff out. But if it does actually work out, like obviously, and we get this on record, obviously I'm not gonna keep all the money. like
you can have money.
No. I don't think you understand how much. I mean, how much more I make off of streaming than you think I do.
I also.
We're discussing that out off of.
You legitimately
off of
just had a minute conversation with yourself about how financially crappy sometimes it is for you.
Well, I mean, but it is for everybody.
I don't think you understand
it is
how
for everybody.
Stupid things I buy with the amount of money I should not have.
And you guess what? You'll have even more stupid shit to buy because, like, I'm a fair person. I'm fair and even with it. I don't care. If you re-put it into the other stream, I don't care. The point is but the point is I'm going to... I wasn't going to do 50-50 because it's all my equipment. I mean, let's be fair here. I wasn't going to be like 50-50, but I'm going to have all of the upkeep cost of doing it. But I do want, before we split anything, if we do make anything off of this, I want first to buy... your own mic.
Oh, well. I don't know what my thought was.
What your thought was?
I had a thought, no, and I forgot.
Well, because I thought about it, like, and also, because obviously it's not, I mean, it'll be here for a few more months, but I thought about it also with that, if we ever got a second mic and a second camera, I could put you over there, and we could actually talk back and forth to each other. Well, we have a second camera. I have a Kinect, which works as a camera. It's a 1080p fucking camera. It literally works as a camera.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. It's 1080p. You didn't know the Kinects were 1080p?
No.
It's what I started with.
Oh, I knew that.
For a very long time. Like, actually, I was actually on PC still streaming.
Yeah, and you saw
with the Kinect camera on a tripod instead of using a real camera. Well, a real camera, but the Kinect is actually really excellent. It's actually, if I will suggest anyone who is using Xbox to stream with, if you have a Kinect camera, use it. You are literally wasting it.
You can't do it
upgrade,
with one.
And yeah, and if you upgrade to using a PC.
You can't with one though. It didn't have the Kinect for connecting it because they gave up on the Kinect.
No, it does.
It does?
Well, sure. It does and it doesn't. If you're me, it does because I have the connector piece that turns it into a USB. See, I have the converter box because actually the S's they gave up on it too. This is the only, this brick is the only version.
Yeah, when mine bricked.
That has the old connector. Yeah, that has the old connector. And actually this one's actually even cooler because this is actually, it's actually a connector piece too. So I can actually add extra USB. It's a USB. Like that's all it is for it. It's a USB expander. Plus, it's also like a fan or something. I don't know. It does some stuff.
It's a fan.
Here.
I've seen those.
Yeah, it's a store. Oh yeah, it's a fan. You can plug a new fan into there to make it even better. I don't know. It's weird. Don't ask me. I don't use it really. It's a backup in case shit goes bad or, if me and Batsy ever want to make a server on a game or something like that. Like Ark, we were in Ark for a while. That's actually why we bought this was for Ark.
Yeah, I used to play with her when she did her little bit streaming bits.
Yeah, and that's right. Yeah, you've been back and forth with mine and her stream. When she actually streams, she's not. I don't think she's ever gonna stream again either. That's like the other fun part is I'm like literally the only person around me that streams. Right? It's, you know how awkwardly weird it is in game, in where we live.
I heard you.
Yeah, where we live, for me to be like the streamer that I am. Yeah, in Kansas. Totally. To be the streamer that I am, like to be the level that I am, it's really awkward because like, well, it's awkward weird because a lot of the people around here have no idea what streaming really is for the most part, first of all. So when I go out and for those of you who are watching that don't know, I'm a Streamlabs all-star partner also. I'm partnered with Streamlabs as one of their all-stars. And we're not going to worry about that, chat. We're not going to worry about what Lino is worth or anything like that. But no, but most of the people around here, they don't even know what streaming is. Like, hardly at all, let alone that people, like, do it as, like, a living and stuff. So it's really weird because, like, I'm still, when I go out and I wear my Streamlabs All-Star hoodie a lot now because it's fucking comfy and it's... It's my newest hoodie, so until I finally sit down and apply for Discord partner and stuff like that and get accepted for it, if I ever do, it's my newest hoodie. So when I wear it out, I'm waiting for that magical day when someone's finally like, are you really a Streamlabs All-Star? And like, and actually like see someone who has like recognition in their eyes that like, that's what I do. Because I'm not like... Because you know, because you live here, obviously, but like we both know that like we're not in an area where there's gonna be more streamers. Yeah. Like I will say this in all honesty, besides actual public figures, like besides like politicians and stuff like that, in the consideration of the world, I probably actually am the most famous person around.
There is technically one more than you. I'm not gonna say who it is because it completely gives away where we live.
Oh, okay. But for the most part, I'm in the top three. He flies in
rocket ships.
Yeah.
That's it.
Technically. No. Okay. Living. I am the most famous person probably in the area, which is really weird to talk about because it's weird because technically I would be considered the most famous person without anyone who lives near me knowing who I am. it's like being like Tom Cruise. But living in like the middle of like the African forest with a bunch of villages, like everybody,
worldwide,
people will know who you are, but the people directly around you have no clue. You're just another guy.
Except that one guy at the mall where you have to live.
Oh yeah.
I remember you talking about that when we went up there.
There was a guy who worked at Steak and Shake over by where I used to live who knew exactly who I was also.
That would be really creepy.
That was really weird. There was also another guy who worked at the Wendy's who knew who I was also. There is a lot of people that work at the Walmart here that know who I am, but that's because Batsy works at the Walmart here and she's told everybody what I do. But it's weird because also in our town, in my town anyways, more people know who I am because I used to work for Walmart than know who I am at that store than know who I am because of streaming. Which is really awkward too, because it's like I want to be known for one thing but I'm known for something else instead.
And it's not like you want to be like, oh yeah, I live here.
Right. Oh man, right?
Because it's on cover sometime. No.
That's always fun. Well, no one ever, like, that's the other thing. It's like, they all know who I am from working with me. So, again, I never get hit with that, like, oh, can I come over and, like, be part of the stream or anything like that? Which I fear that day. I fear the day when either A, we move somewhere new. Like, if something is going well enough to where we have to, like, move somewhere else. Like, it's like, she has to quit her job because I'm doing so well. And then we need to move somewhere else because the only way I can move up really well is if I move somewhere else where other opportunities outside of just streaming and maybe doing... Like, the podcast was the next logical step for me anyways, just because it's something that we can do in my house still. It's still something I can do here, and I can do it with other people through, you know, the magic of the internet.
And you don't have to change any equipment.
Yeah, through Discord or through, like, Skype if we had to or something like that, as long as the other person has something that's decent sounding and I don't have to deal with a bunch of really bad audio. But yeah, so this is like the next logical step anyways, but like I do fear the day when we have to move somewhere where it's like a little bit more of a hustle and bustle, people know the internet make us sound like we live in the middle of the caveman era or something like that. But we kind of do. Like, most of the people around here don't really know.
If you go 5 minutes that direction, you go into nothing. There's nothing out there.
Well, I can go outside and just be like, I live stream. And they'd be like, what is that? The easiest, like, oh, and have I told you what my way of telling people what I do is now? No. So that sounds fancy, fun, and
I love it already.
And they think that I'm doing way more than I'm actually doing, and it's always fun when I actually tell them what the actual word for it is. So the term that I use, and if there anyone watching or listening from my stream, you guys have heard this before, but what I like to tell people what I do is that I am an independent contracting content creator for a Microsoft subsidiary focused in user interactivity and product review.
You're not even lying.
That's literally the fancy definition of being a professional streamer. Is that that whole spew of words that I just said there. And then when people are like, okay, what does that mean exactly? I just basically say I play video games for money in front of people on the internet. And that makes
and
it sound a lot weird.
Somehow.
But some people, and the weird thing is I've actually ran into people who like think like, this is the sad part, is this is how you know the internet is just terrible. Is like the first thing that they probably think to themselves, because the way they look at me is probably, does he get naked on the internet? Like, you can see it in their eyes. It's like the first thing they think of is, does he get naked on the internet? It's like, it's people watch me play video games. I talk back to them. They get to interact with me. And it's like a personal experience and stuff like that. But yeah, it's really weird sometimes seeing like the people that I find out about that. Now, here's a good question for you. How many people do you work with know that you have a friend that does that? Like, how many people know that you're even involved in something like that? Because you are one of my mods. You may not be the most active of mods. We got other ones that do that. Well, you know, but yeah, like...
that
like,
I sleep all day.
Well, yeah, I know. No, I don't... I'm not judging you. Quietly. I'm just saying, like, how many people do you talk to about, like, any of the internet stuff, like, and all that even know... Because you live, I mean, obviously we live in the same area, hence why he's here. But, like, do you know anyone around here that understands that, too?
Besides James, that I wouldn't count that, because he's probably one of the better friends. And, like yeah. Literally, I was like...
Well, he's part of the community, too.
It's like, hey, he's my buddy Nate, you want to watch him? Watch him!
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
But there's only one other person at work, and it was because at first he went from being... He wanted to learn how to stream, and I was like, honestly, I was like, you want to learn how to stream? I was like, watch this guy. I was like, even if you don't ask him questions, they're like, because you can't.
Right.
Because if you ask him an honest question of like how to get started, like he'll happily answer for you. Because mm-hmm. I was like, there's nothing wrong with questions. I was like, when you start going, I need help, and we'll see.
don't private DM me on a regular basis asking me for more and more help on stuff, and never ever DM any streamer. Period. For shout outs or watch my stream or something like that. Okay, but yeah, asking questions is always welcome. Yeah. But like...
But I told him to watch you, and like, and from what I know, like, he's at least caught some streams, like, watch here and there, which is great. And, but besides that, it's not really anybody, but a lot of that comes out of, like, I work in, oh, there's 600 people work with this place besides me.
Okay.
It's like, I talk to three people, and one's my stepdad. Like... I really don't know how to work off of this burden.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you're like me. Like, well, not like me, because I was superly social when I worked at places. But then I also became the boss. Yeah. Plus, I also become the boss. Usually, when I work, that's another reason why streaming is so good for me. Because when I work anywhere else, I end up becoming the boss, and I don't like
it.
But I don't like it as much as people. I'm good at it, but it's not something that I really enjoy doing. Because I like being friendly and talking with people and having conversations and stuff like that. And when you get to a certain level of being the boss, you can't do that anymore. It sucks, but it's the truth. Like, once you get to a certain point of management, being friendly and nice is just turns into people taking advantage of you and not getting their work done, and then you have to turn to an ass. And I don't like being an ass unless I absolutely have to. So actually, that's why I'm glad I stream too, because I have no one to be the boss of.
Well,
I have a few people to be a boss of, but you guys are like quit whenever you want to.
And it's voluntary work. Like, you're not going to be like, it's not that they have to call in sick. It's like, oh, yeah, I'll be able to catch a break a couple days. All right. And that's the end of the conversation.
Yeah, basically.
I'll say it. But yeah. So it's fully off topic. And
Go for it. I like change the topic.
I completely forgot about this. I was going to tell you about it earlier. And I'd seen it because I had 5 minutes a second ago. This, because I got it. My tattoo shop did an animal shelter day. They had a flash sheet plus any other proceeds they got that day, because animal shelter. Now they're doing it every single year. Okay. And I got this because it's like $40 flash sheet. Games people.
So what he's saying, first of all, okay, cool, we can see it. What he's saying is that every single year he's gonna get another cat added to him until he has an entire litter. How much of a brag point would that be for you to people? Someone will be like, why the fuck do you have 13 cats in your arm? No. I have donated 13 years in a row to the animal shelter through my tattoo parlor.
Do you want
to
know what the first big comment was?
What?
That my mom told me of all people?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, oh, so you like having pussy on your arm?
Hey, should have put it on your hand.
Anyway, but James,
I didn't want you to high five me. I was just thinking of a Trump right quote here. That could go with that.
Terrible.
Anyways,
so James said it, and for what it's worth, I clearly will do this because mm-hmm. I can cover anything up I want. But is he said because like
except
like,
for murder, can never cover up murder. Anyway,
says the guy with the boxes.
Hey, I never said I'd get away with it.
Anyway, So you remember Nyan Cat, and I promise mm-hmm. you remember that because we sat through 3.5 hours of it.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I hate that thing.
No one enjoys it.
It wasn't that bad before that, okay?
Well, yeah, exactly. But
3.5 hours later, and then we snapped.
No one enjoys Nyan Cat. Everyone just kind of handles Nyan Cat at their own level.
James said it, and it's a joke, but I fully mean it. He said, what if I paid to turn that into a neon cat and the rainbow would wrap around? And I stick with this, and I will forever stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
If someone else pays for it, I will turn this into a neon cat and have it shitting the rainbow.
This is what you should do. This is what you should do. As like a commitment to it, is just get a new person to sponsor you every year and add like a new inch to the rainbow every year as you go through. And then if people ask, like, well, how long?
Because it's gonna hit this one.
Well, no. You just make it like, yeah, you just make it like divvy off or something like that. But or you could start a new one over here. Because you could make it like the actual Pop-Tart cat the first year, and then make the rainbow coming off of it as years go by. But you like if people ask, like, well, how long have you been doing this for the animal shelter? You can be like, well, does anyone have a ruler so we can find out how many inches long this is so I can remember? Because it's going to be a lot. Eventually, he's like, you're like 85 years old.
It's going to be a lot.
I got this back when I was 20 plus years old, and now it wraps all the way up my arm into my shoulder. Best and worst idea I've ever had.
Why'd you get it, great-granddad? Because somebody said it was...
The animals, and somebody said that they would gladly pay for it for me.
And Grandpa's not a cheapskate.
I like how my envision of you in the future is, one, you're slow, and two, you apparently don't know how your teeth work. Well, as you can see, you have forgotten all control of your own mouth at this point in time, which I guess is apparently something that might actually happen. You have a great wife, so I don't imagine that you're going to turn into one of those older men. Like, you've seen them. Like, everyone's seen these guys. The ones that, like, get yelled at by their wives so much that they're just, like, constantly scared of everything for the rest of their life. Like, after they hit 65, it just finally sinks in that they've had 45 years of their life of just terror and yelling and anger. So they're just like... Everywhere they go, those guys. I love those guys because you're just like, because you always just like, yeah. It's like they've been hit with a flashbang around every corner for the rest of their life. Boom.
That's terrible.
It looks like they're stuck. Like they're stuck in one of what's his name now from Seinfeld, Kramer. They just look like they're stuck as Kramer for the rest of that. Jerry, Jerry. They just go around the whole time. Just, guys, girls, everybody out there, listen to me. Stop flashbanging your grandpa, okay? He's dealt with enough in his life. It's over. Stop being that person. No. Let him have a good time.
Can you just imagine, like a grandpa just, like, reading the paper?
Honestly, actually.
And you see this kid, like, look around the corner.
I was trying to read the paper. What was that? No, because they would start screaming, Jesus, I'm not ready yet. Please, Lord, don't take me.
Jesus.
Where are you at? I see the lights. I didn't even have to go down a tunnel. It just came to me.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, you're dead. That's so bad.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh.
Shit.
I don't know. I don't know what that would do to them, considering... I mean, technically it wouldn't, because... I don't know.
I feel like it would.
But that... probably. It might give them PTSD, and that would probably be a bad time to start developing that at, like, 75, 80 years old. But, yeah. So that is the lesson for today, kids. Don't flashbang your grandpa. Don't flashbang your grandpa. And if you have the ability to get a tattoo to help out animal shelter, do that.
Can you imagine if, like, you could have, like, you have this giant Twitter following, and you just got so many retweets of "Don't flash your grandpa."
Flashbang. Don't flashbang your grandpa. All right. Hashtag don't flashbang your grandpa. Don't flashbang grandpa. Well, one word. If you say flash and then bang with a space in between, it sounds like it's a whole different kind of thing.
Same crap on my.
You probably had to pay for it. All right. Don't get your grandpa flash banged either. That probably costs at least $100 an hour.
Not right here, wouldn't.
Probably. Well, yeah. Just go to the local truck shop, local truck stop.
Dude, I live next to a truck stop. That's the best part.
So yeah, lot lizards.
Unless they have lot lizards.
I'm sure they do.
I'm so glad you called them that too.
So there's a lot lizard or two out there that would flashbang grandpa.
I can't make this up. I can't make this up. I wish I could.
Oh my God.
I was gonna work the other night. And I would stop there to get like a couple things to pop. And
that is the worst idea.
Oh, funny. Like
middle of the night. Let me go to the truck shop. A truck stop too. By myself.
And it's an Arby's right next to it, so decent people. But because anyway,
decent people.
It's Arby's.
It is.
No one low class eats Arby's.
It is really expensive for Arby's. If I only got $5, it is an Arby's I'm going to.
Right next to us at McDonald's, the cheap people go there. Anyway.
Well, yeah, obviously.
But anywho. I go in, and there's a lot of lizard straight up. You can't tell me it's not.
Well.
Looks, things, with the most barrier stereotype checker, barrier stereotype lot lizard. And they're sitting there, and they're getting whatever it was. I think he had a pack of cigarettes and then something else. And she had, what was it? It was like a bag of jerky. Then since truck stop jerky is like $8 for a reason I have no clue. But it's $8 and she is paying in dimes. I can't make this up. Dimes. I am behind them in line, just sitting like this. Like, I need to go to work. This is too amazing. And someone's like, oh, you can go ahead of me. No, I'm good. I'll wait.
No, I'm good.
I need to feel that. She didn't have enough money. By like.
She didn't have enough dimes? Let me guess, she came back 20 minutes later with enough money.
I won't know.
She probably did.
Later.
She probably did. Let's be honest. She probably did.
After counting all the dimes, the truck driver guy realized he kept paying dimes. He just paid for it, and that cashier has—I swear, she's just
fuck.
You see so much mad.
You, yeah, just fuck you. I got one. I got one. I can one up you on this because I used to work at Walmart. There was this woman that came in. Middle of the night, it's like 3 o'clock in the morning, right? 3:30, after last call, obviously. And she comes in, she's got on like this really tight dress, high heels, and she's very perky. If you know what I mean. And she bought, what the fuck was it? It was some kind of radio or something from Electronics, and it was like $95. And I kid you not. She paid for the entire thing in ones. And as she's paying for it, I'm telling someone else that works with me, because I was the manager at the time. No, no, no. I was like, I will guarantee, I will bet anything on my life that that woman is a stripper. And they're like, you never know. She could be a waitress. I was like, no. I was just like, there's absolutely no way dressed. Like, she just got off work at a club that she was a waitress.
And we don't have clubs here.
With all ones, mind you. I was like, waitresses usually have, like, fives and tens. Like, you can tell a waitress sometimes, too. But they usually have, like, it's all fives or tens. Because only cheap asses actually leave a dollar bill as their, like, leave only dollar bills as their tip. And actually, most waitresses now, they just get tipped with, I mean, because how often do you pay for things in cash? Or even tip in cash?
You're funny.
Same, exactly. I can open up my wallet right now, no cash. No cash. You know where cash is used a lot?
Strip clubs.
You can't slide a credit card through a G-string yet. Wait for the I-string to come out. It's every stripper's greatest Apple product. As a little card reader right on the top.
It wouldn't even be, the worst thing is, you know where they would put the Apple for the Apple product?
Oh, I know exactly. Right up in front. No shame.
This is what we needed.
What?
This is where we need a bed track.
A bed track, yeah. This is where we need a bed track.
For that moment.
Moment. Oh, man.
Of this conversation.
But anyways,
wholesome family content.
We're rounding out the end of it. So we've learned today, if they pay in ones, they're a stripper. if they pay in dimes,
they're a lot lizard.
Don't flash bang your grandpa.
Hashtag don't flash bang your grandpa.
And tattoo yourself with a cat if you wanna prove to people that you like animals.
It was for the animal show.
It was for the animal show. No, I'm serious. Like I'm trying to end on a nice note. You got a tattoo to help out animal shelter, which I think was a really good idea. It was really nice. It's way better than what some people probably did. Like, any tattoo you do today, you're good. We're donating to an animal shelter, and someone comes in with like a skull and fucking crossbones, devil in the back, fire flaming everywhere, and it's just like, Lisa's going to a good cause. Yeah,
they're like $5,000, don't
they? Yeah, nice. I need to do a charity live stream sometime soon again. We are gonna be working on that, guys, by the way. First week of every month is actually a charity live stream over on the Mixer channel. We're gonna wrap it up once again, because you don't do anything on social media yet. I can't have him plug himself anywhere just yet. But if you guys want to harass him more, just show up in my channel a bunch and you can bother him. Also, we'll be here. Whenever he does plug himself, he's probably just going to plug the podcast at this point. Look up Vocal Strides on YouTube. If you guys haven't yet, if you're over on DLive and you haven't gone over to YouTube and subscribed over there and vice versa on YouTube, going over. If you guys are watching this after the fact when it's come out on YouTube, which is going to be almost immediately after we're done, because that's how good YouTube live streams is. It just turns into an actual video. That's why I decided to do it on YouTube, too, and make it a live stream thing. If you guys are watching this after the fact, go over to DLive, to DLive.com, DLive.tv. Remember that whenever you tell people. DLive.tv/Strider, Strider, all capital letters, and, follow that channel if you want to be able to catch the live stream, well, the podcast, while it's being live streamed, or you can catch it on YouTube also, obviously. Talk to us over here, over there. Anywhere else as it is. Sometimes we will ask for conversation questions, because I don't think me and him can just
not
always full on, full steam, take over the entire conversation. There won't always be a lot lizard or stripper to talk about. So, unfortunately. That's actually, you know what, now that I think about it, that's actually a Bill Burr. Skit. He actually does have a really good joke about the old men and how terrified they look in their eyes. I know he doesn't want to be one of those. So now I remember, I was like, I know I've heard that before. I'm stealing people's jokes without even realizing it, guys. That's how good I am. Steal a joke without even realizing it. But anyways, guys, thank you guys for hanging out. All of you guys, YouTube, make sure you guys, anyone who's liking this on YouTube, like, comment, subscribe, obviously. Leave us messages down in the comments below. DLive. Make sure you guys hit that follow button if you guys haven't yet. Thank you guys for hanging out so much. Thank you for all the lino and stuff like that. All of you guys, if you guys want to catch me actual live streaming video games and have conversations that are outside of the podcast, because remember, the podcast is going to be separate. We're not going to do too much of an intermingling thing, but you guys can catch me playing Fallout 76, Fallout 4, stuff like that. Sometimes with Brandon, sometimes not, as he sits there solemn as a statue as I do this.
I don't have my hand.
I know. You're like, I don't know what to do right now. I'm just gonna wait. But you guys catch me over there, mixer.com/Strider. I am a partner over there. Boop, got the merch on for no damn reason whatsoever. I need to make a D Live shirt. I need to make shirts for us to wear.
No, listen.
Can it just be the face? Can it just be the face? Can it just be the vocal strides face as t-shirts?
Please.
Yeah, just that face is just our t-shirts. But just that face.
We need vocal stride shirts.
Yeah, no, it will just be that face, and on the forehead it will just say vocal strides. Strides. Yes. But anyways, thank you guys for tuning in. We do have to get done soon anyways. I do have a phone call to get at the end of the day. Thank you guys so much for being here. Appreciate it. This is the first launch episode. It's not going to be the greatest. Obviously, we'll get better as time goes on.
Well, as time goes on, too.
What?
And we have themes as time goes on.
We're gonna get, we might get themes maybe. Topics. Obviously, topics will be more of a thing to do too. So we'll be here next Friday. Are you here next Friday? You're gonna be here next? Okay. So next Friday, we're gonna do it again. We'll get suggestions from you guys in the Discord. If you guys go to the Mixer channel, you can also get into the Discord. And you can join my Discord, and there will be a channel for you guys to go in there and leave suggestions and stuff for us to talk about in the next one. Also, we're going to be looking for grabbing some guests too from people that we know and stuff like that. And I will see you guys in the next one. I appreciate you guys being here. Brandon, thanks for being here. And then obviously, thanks for coming back every single week as he's going to take on co-host duties, which basically means he's going to let me talk and then he's going to help me fill the empty space.
Yeah, but once we have more people, yeah, it'll stimulate more conversation. And
yeah, exactly.
If we have an honest topic to talk about, we can battle up.
Then,
Black Ranger Grandpa, bam.
Hey, come on. That was a great topic, and we could probably extend off of that quite a bit if we really wanted to.
Can we not?
But anyways, we're not going to. Thank you guys so much for being here. Like I said again, one more time, like, comment, subscribe if you're on YouTube, follow if you're on DLive, and everybody have a great day. I'll see you guys tomorrow, and we will see you in the podcast next Friday also. Appreciate you guys.